This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Man, it's like I don't even know where to button.
First day rookie? Gosh.
God damn it.
All right, here we go. He's back.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go, rookie.
Hey! Welcome in here to the Wednesday, August 20th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damien Barlow.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. I'll be with you for about the next 2 hours because I just ate a gigantic chocolate chip cookie. There's a strong chance I'm going to go back and get a second one. Then it's curtains for your boy. Y'all gonna have to
I was like, damn, they scheduled another meeting during our show.
Well.
Oh, that reminds me. We got something to talk about later on. Doesn't have to be now. As far as this tailgate party we got.
Oh, the tailgate party. Well, at least he tried to schedule it when we could be available for it.
Didn't they?
Thanks.
It's sort of. Like when there's, yeah, sort of.
11 to 3:55?
No.
Come on.
Literally when we can.
Hurry up and wrap this up. Their show's about to end. Wrap it all up now so they don't get no food. We got 5 minutes till they're done.
Oh, man.
But if you got there at 11, then the insiders could go at 12. I get it. We don't get to do any of the fun stuff. Like, I get it. I get it.
He's very excited about that kickoff party.
No, I don't have a new contract yet. I'm just here because I like these guys.
Well, I'm here too.
Vibes.
That's pretty much it. Here for the vibes,
here
baby.
Here for the vibes.
Here for the vibes. Complex was like, we need to meet after your show. Great. So welcome to the last edition of D-Lo and KC. Because I got some things to say today, and I'm not sure that they're prepared for it. So get your tape recorder out. This might be a collector's item.
Get ready for Kyle and Casey again tomorrow.
Hey, the last 2 days were a test run.
be able to get ready to press play and record on your boombox.
If y'all, I don't even want to hear from y'all if you never hit play and record at the same time. Do you even know what that's referencing?
I don't know. I feel like I don't.
No, so. You don't. It's fine.
Like what?
When you used to record a song off the radio, you would hit play, record, and then
okay,
pause.
So now the closest I can relate to that is getting your phone out and recording it off the radio for
that's
like a ringtone or something.
No, that's crazy.
It's not crazy. I was born in 96. It's not crazy.
That is wild.
Have you ever used a VCR?
Yes.
Have you ever used a tape deck?
What's the difference? I had a VCR. We had the old Rugrats Orange videos. Whatever.
You know what a cassette tape is?
Yeah, the little skinny ones with the little tape in it. Yeah. What are you that's doing? Skinny. Yes, I know. I'm not. Don't treat me like I'm Gen Z or whatever these kids are, all right? I was born
like it's Gen Beta.
Yeah, whatever. All right, this stuff phased out like in the as I was becoming a kid.
Bunch of beta ass kids running around these days.
Well, I used to. My mixtape was crazy how I used to record off of the.
It was tough. Damn, Ebro, will you shut up? I'm trying to hear the record. Come on, man. This is my job. I've been waiting for this. Davey D and Ebro talking over it. Coco in the midday. Coco, will you stop?
Do you guys know what ChatGPT is?
Yeah,
the devil.
Yeah, I haven't used it.
You know who, after spending the last 6 days with her, you know who leans heavy on that? TK.
Really?
TK ran like nutritional ideas, all of this stuff to... Yeah, ChatGPT says we need to add, we were talking about like the different stuff that I take when I'm training. Trista says, yeah, I ran all of this stuff through ChatGPT. They said we need to add some electrolytes to our workout. That's the one thing we're missing. Then it would be, I was working on this idea. I ran it through ChatGPT. All right. Well, okay.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
I just started to use it to see, like, I used it before the Raiders game. Mm-hmm. Raiders, before the Raiders 49ers game. I took the computer upstairs and I'm sitting there. I was like, I wonder what this. I went to ChatGPT and said, it was something like, how was the 49ers offseason? And it was cool. Like, it laid out everyone they signed, drafted. Yeah. I was like, okay, like this could actually be pretty useful.
No.
And okay.
No. See, all this right. This is.
Yeah. What, no.
Look, it's fine. We vote as a show. If the show says no ChatGPT, then it is what it is.
This is what people do. This is the issue. This is like the self checkout line at the grocery. Yeah, it looks convenient, but they're gonna make it where there's nobody that could have a job there. Because it's all self-checkout.
But here's what
ChatGPT is doing the rundown one day. You want to make company decisions the next?
They would still put the
I would argue,
the tailgate at 12 o'clock.
I would argue ChatGPT is better than some of our past leadership. And I think you would agree with that.
What's the scuttlebutt? What do you say? What's the scuttlebutt in the hallways?
What are you hearing in the halls? I don't know, man. I work for you.
I don't know, man. I'm black. I don't use terms like scuttlebutt. You tell me. You tell me.
I heard some stuff's going down today. I think we're fine, you think?
This was 4 days after people were fired.
Yeah, we had that meeting a few days ago, pal.
Yeah, so this whole idea... Oh, ChatGPT is going to be running the company. Well, it might not be the worst thing. Hey, ChatGPT, should I fire an employee that does nothing? Yes. As a matter of fact, you should. Great, ChatGPT. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're so happy that you're here with us. 916-909-1320 if you want to get into the conversation as we get going here. Definitely an interesting conversation with the insiders there just a few moments ago. Mm-hmm. And it really was based off what you guys were talking about yesterday. I got a chance to listen to, again, I didn't do anything. I got a chance to listen to a decent amount of yesterday's show and most of your conversation with Trista. And I think the you know, to we like Kyle, the Kyle Shanahan, I was thinking, man, Kyle Shanahan might carry one of the biggest burdens in the NFL. Then I remember Josh Allen exists. Mm. Josh Allen is now the defending MVP. Mm. Like, he's in the – and I'll be curious how this goes if Josh Allen doesn't win this year. And that's not fair, I should say, if the Buffalo Bills don't win this year. But that's not what they do with Lamar.
Right.
Lamar won an MVP. Then he won another one. And it's like, well, Lamar can't win. Lamar can't win. If Josh Allen doesn't win a Super Bowl, I'll be really curious if it's Josh Allen can't win, the Buffalo Bills can't win, or what I expect to happen should the Buffalo Bills not win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl this year, Sean McDermott can't win.
Mm, that's where it'll probably go. I was just about to say, I don't disagree. Josh Allen has a huge burden on him, but I would say Lamar's.
Oh, is he? Absolutely. Yeah, you absolutely.
Because at least people look at Josh Allen as being better than Lamar, mm-hmm. even though, like, my argument is always, if Josh Allen had Lamar's numbers, you flip their stats, would anybody say Lamar is better than Josh Allen?
No.
The issue with Lamar Jackson is that he can run the football too.
Which is still looked at as unconventional.
Yeah.
It's still looked at as not a traditional quarterback.
Would those guys catch heat if it was Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl, not Patrick Mahomes this time?
If
like one of their contemporaries won?
Yeah, like they didn't lose. I feel like the narrative has been, oh, these guys can't get past Patrick Mahomes and all that. But what if it was like, no, just Joe Burrow got to the Super Bowl this time?
Nah, like it
is it still second best there, you think?
I think it would draw, it's still second best, but I think it would draw in the, it would draw back in the Chris Paul thing. Because Chris Paul was ascending with the Clippers. But then Steph came along and ran that Warriors team right past him. He winds up with the Clippers. The Warriors didn't necessarily run past them, but they got past them. And if Joe Burrow winds up doing that to Josh Allen, you got to look around like, man, he got passed up.
Joe would leapfrog both of them because that would be Joe's second mm-hmm. Super Bowl, second AFC championship, in my opinion. And he'd have the numbers. I'm
and
assuming
the stretch
he
that he had
too.
At the end of last season, in the end, but when he came back last season, they're pretty ridiculous. Right. Like, his numbers are pretty insane.
If he were to get to the Super Bowl over those guys, then the argument would, like, even be like, well, it was never Joe's fault. It was his defense. Mm-hmm. He always produced. He finally got some help, all this other stuff. So, yeah, I think those two would fall behind him. And I just think, even though I feel differently about the quarterbacks, just the way that people talk about it, Lamar will be behind Josh Allen in this argument for a long time.
Lamar, though, you're fighting – like, we see Lamar, but that's always something bigger than just quarterback ability. Like I said, it has to do with just the way he plays quarterback and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen is 6'7", whatever, throws the ball 90 yards down the field. I'm not saying Josh Allen's bad or anything like that, but they're just always going to prefer that.
And like we continue to say, you know, we have this conversation for fun because all four of those guys, to me, I don't want to say they're on Chris Paul's level yet because they're young. There's still some more not all four because Pat Mahomes has won, but those other three, there's still some more left to their career, but these guys are certified, verified. These are some of the great quarterbacks I've ever seen already.
I think two out of the four right now, if it ended, are Hall of Famers if their careers ended right now.
Patrick and Lamar?
Yeah. Josh is like right there.
Yeah. Oh.
Josh has the talent. You think he's right there? You might mean like another MVP or just an accolade or two more.
That's a good point.
Joe needs to stay healthy and just keep doing what he's
maybe
doing.
Maybe this is the Super Bowl thing, but it feels like Joe, Allen, Lamar are contemporaries, and then there's Patrick. Mm-hmm. like Mahomes is kind of by himself, and then those other three are they're in the conversation with each other. Patrick Mahomes, even though he's the same age group, the same everything, he might be in a conversation like by himself right now.
He separates himself because he's done the winning.
Yeah, right, and
it's literally all I think that. So, like, he's a generational, all that stuff, too. But, yeah, he's done the winning. I think that's what levels him out. Mm-hmm.
And his numbers last year are a fraction of what these other guys did. And that's the other thing. Sometimes you have, like, having a season like Patrick Mahomes had last year, where the Chiefs were questioned all year long. We bring up that famous, you know, Steelers team that we essentially laughed at for 11 weeks of the season when they had the best record in football. And then it went on to prove everyone who was laughing at them right once the playoffs got here. That's what people were doing with Kansas City. Like, this is fool's gold. This isn't real. They're stumbling into victories. All of these one score, you know, 11-1 score game, all of this stuff, they're stumbling into wins. But then they won the Super Bowl. And it's like, you don't have to be the, you know, that undefeated Patriots team where you're 15 points better than everybody. You need to win football games. And that's what they did. Even when the, you know, he didn't need to beat Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs didn't need to beat Josh Allen and the Bills by 14. They needed to have more points than them when the timer went off. Yeah. And they did. And it was very much a, I'll be damned, they just got back to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They're here again. Now, they got their ass beat when they got there. But it's like, damn, they really just got back to the Super Bowl again. They just ran through the AFC again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I think it's so fascinating. We were talking about this yesterday with Kyle. I think it was TK too, but those four quarterbacks being in the same conference, number one, it helps out because I'm a Niners fan and they're in the NFC, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But just seeing how those four guys are going to maneuver and fight for AFC supremacy every year, it's just fascinating to me. I absolutely love it. I love watching those four guys every year try to figure it out. And then you got the C.J. Strouds that are hanging around, Justin Herbert hanging around. I enjoy it.
Someone threw it in the chat house. I don't remember who it was, but it's essentially Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger, and Rivers again.
It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good call.
Which means it's tough for the rest of our
teams.
Give
me those names again. Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger?
And Rivers. Just the four top quarterbacks in the AFC. I mean, Brady Manning usually came out on top, but some years Roethlisberger would, and then the
who's
Chargers.
Who's the Rivers?
Philip Rivers? Oh, and this
no,
one.
No, who's, yeah.
Well, Joe. I mean, yeah, Joe.
Is it Joe?
Joe right now.
Yeah, but.
They're better, but it's kind of just the generational type of thing.
Yeah, Philip Rivers' numbers were, they were pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean.
I think Joe's a better, I guess, just more talented quarterback because the way Phil threw
and Roethlisberger
the best
was
pure
winning.
Passer in the game.
Was that JR?
Yeah.
That was what was that? Was JR on the call? Yeah. What was that?
Might need to use that more.
Well, in that case, it's Undertaker, best pure striker in the game. Joe Burrow, best pure passer in the game.
That was always Aaron Rodgers that was the best pure passer. That was always one of my favorite things. Aaron Rodgers, just he's the best quarterback in the league. Yeah, Tom Brady's won the last 9 Super Bowls. And the 2 that he didn't win, Peyton Manning won. But sure, he's the best quarterback in football. Got it.
Aaron was like what Lamar is to Mahomes, I guess. If you go off of what, like, Aaron was like just pure talent. Like, he can do it all.
That's a good comp.
But it's just Brady was just winning still. So that's kind of what they gave.
Rodgers was more traditional, which, you know, those, they eat that up.
Yeah.
Who called, was it Jaws? Who called Colin Kaepernick? It was Ron Jaworski.
Yeah,
right?
I remember it.
It's going to be the best quarterback the league has seen.
Man, he had everything. Just on the surface. Like, after seeing him though that half season, and like, he's got the speed.
He has everything. You know what he doesn't have? A documentary directed by Spike Lee. Because ESPN said, you know, I know we said we were interested in this, but
we just signed a deal.
Plans change, pal, and we don't really want to highlight the hypocrisy of our biggest partner. Did you see what he... Oh, we could save it. ESPN is...
Oh, they make moves.
Yeah.
They're buying. That's they're one making way of all the moves.
That's one way of putting it.
Did you guys see... I don't know how to find it, but did you see the guy who imitated, like, NFL quarterbacks and, like, imitated... He had, like, the music and everything, and Mike Tirico of the Steelers being on Sunday Night Football?
No, I haven't seen
it. It's hella funny, because he looks just like Aaron Rodgers when he throws. It's funny. I had it on Twitter at one point. I saw it, like, 3 weeks ago. But he has Aaron Rodgers down pack. It's hella funny. Hella funny. Good stuff.
Talk about the burden of finishing number 2. Rodgers won 1 Super Bowl. No one cares.
Yeah,
Rodgers, correct me if I'm wrong. Rodgers and Favre together have 2 Super Bowls? Or did Favre win 2?
No.
He won 1, right? Oh, Favre won 2.
No, they
No, they together two. Won 2 Super Bowls.
Rodgers is still eating off of that.
Rodgers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude has been ass the last 3 years, last 3 seasons.
And he's had some,
I was hurt 1 year, but I mean the 2 that he did play.
He's had some nasty losses.
Yeah.
Like nasty. Yep. Like they went 13
so
and 3.
So did Favre.
Yeah.
So did Favre.
They went 13-3. They got the number 1 seed. Everything goes through the frozen tundra of Lambeau.
I think they changed the overtime rule because Favre kept he kept losing overtime. Yeah, you know, let's throw Brett Favre a bone here and see if he can end an NFC championship without throwing an interception.
This isn't Detroit, man!
Oh, that was great.
Oh, that was iconic. That was iconic. That was one of my favorite calls of all time.
It kind of built up over time. He's like, you don't go to your left and throw it across the middle in the triple coverage. This isn't Detroit!
I think he had one for the Sam Darnold game last year. I saw it recently. I don't think we ever
a call.
Yeah, where he was yelling. Yeah, he was yelling. I don't think we ever. I didn't see it up until this point. I'm gonna try and look for it, I guess.
What did Sam Darnold do?
What was it? Sam Darnold turned back into Sam Darnold, I guess, and he was just bamboozled.
That's a good. Do we think the sun set on Sam Darnold? Like, are we expecting this to not be a good look for him this year?
No, I think he's raised his floor to where he'll be a top 18 to 15 quarterback at worst now, I think. Like, he'll always just be pretty decent.
Okay.
And I actually, we talked about it the other day, I think. I actually got my eye on Seattle. I think Seattle's a team that you don't write off yet. You keep an eye
on. Okay. Yeah. I'm curious. I'm curious about them. I think Sam Darnold is going to play well. Part of my intrigue. I think I'm with you with the intrigue in Seattle, but part of that is because, I just think things with the Rams are really sketchy. Like I get Matt Stafford is practicing.
Ish.
Nothing they're saying is like, oh, all right, cool. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Mm-hmm. What do we got here, Jesse? Nope, Jesse told me to hold on. Jesse told me to go to hell. I'll produce the show the way I want to. You just talk, dummy.
Right. Two receivers left. Rams flips. Darnold gets away from it. Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man. Just run. All right. Two receivers left. Rams blitz. Darnold gets away from it. Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Hey, those guys are goated, man. They're goated.
This is one of 50 reasons why I couldn't be a professional athlete.
Just throw it, man.
The second that clip was sent to me, I'd be like, hey, let me talk to you for a second.
And that dude's talking like Sam Darnold's like, what is his issue? Like as if he doesn't know anything.
To be fair, in that clip.
No, yeah, he was right.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You saw ghosts.
What are you doing,
sir? Hey, what do you still have it? Is it still on your screen?
Yeah,
do we have the down and yardage?
Oh no!
Can you see that on the screen? You can't find it. Okay, if it was on the screen, it's fine. But like, was it like 3rd and 18? And
yeah,
he was trying
this
to
two cut. Oh, 2nd and 7. 2nd and 7.
All right.
Oh,
man,
okay. All right, Sam.
All right, man.
What are you doing?
Like, you're holding it too long. Come on, Sam. Throw it, man. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It doesn't take that long to get 7 yards down the field.
Those guys are goated too, because remember the call they had in the Cardinals game when he thought he made the field goal, the game-winning field goal, and it came out that he missed it. You remember that one?
I don't think I do.
No, I don't. Have we played this one on the show?
Yeah, we had a good time with it on the show. He thought, I think the Minnesota was going for a game-winning field goal in Arizona. I think he thought initially he made it, and he was like, yeah, they won. No, he missed it.
Oh, that's the best, an announcer thinking they won when they didn't.
Yeah, those guys are the truth, man. Shout out to Minnesota. Shout out Jesse.
Jesse, quick today.
Boy, killing it.
We're going to have to cut all of these clips out of the YouTube stream.
Are we going to get him with copyrights for this?
I don't know. Kyle said we were, and Kyle's in charge.
Joseph, come on! It is gone!
Wait, what?
What?
What are you talking about, Sterling? It didn't even look close! What do you mean? It wasn't even close! He missed it by like 15 feet!
He went into his good celebration!
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. That's hilarious. That wasn't even close to going in.
Yeah, it was clear on the TV.
Oh, like,
what are you watching?
That's a classic.
Hey, at least they're memorable, though.
They are, man. That's all it is.
Who is that? Who is the Vikings analyst?
Paul Allen? Yeah.
That's terrific.
There's some goats right there.
There's nothing better than a good radio play-by-play voice.
Yeah.
Baseball, it's perfect, but football, it's solid too.
Well, football's fun because being descriptive during football is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, basketball too. G-Man is just so terrific at the way he kind of spells out the situation.
Oh, that reminds me. The big announcement. Flipside's coming back. Oh, yeah. Flipside's coming back. No longer coming back.
Back from the dead, like it's Easter Sunday. No, wait, what was it?
Where's
back from
Kevin
the dead
Harlan
on Easter Sunday. That's what it
Kevin
was.
Where's Kevin Harlan when you need him?
And I love Kevin's, hey, you see all this controversy about your call? And Kevin's like, whatever. Like, what? So really, okay, I'd like to hear more about Flipside's return.
Yeah, man.
Jesse asked the question about Keon Ellis. I think you and Hammer talked a little bit about Keon a couple of days ago. And I think for the first time I have a definitive opinion on Keon Ellis and his place with Sacramento. So we'll talk about that. We're just getting started. Even though we're an hour into the show, we're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We'll find out more about Flipside returning when D'Lo and KC
return. Oh, my God, that's Flipside!
Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.